And you are listening to the Texas Standard. The Biden administration has stopped construction on the border wall, but what had been constructed up to now has damaged levees across the South Texas border that prevent catastrophic flooding. And now that hurricane season is just weeks away, the way the condition of the levees looks is worrying Hidalgo County residents. For more, we're talking with Dave Hendricks. He is a reporter for the Progress Times in the Rio Grande Valley. Dave, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
It was my understanding that there wasn't much wall built during the Trump administration. How did these levees get damaged, and how badly are they damaged?
So I think that that's perhaps a little bit of a misconception. A lot of people argued about whether it counted as building a wall if existing barriers were replaced. But certainly here in the valley, there was a significant amount of new wall built. And in Hidalgo County, we have a levee system that's north of the Rio Grande that prevents the river from overflowing during hurricanes or major storms and flooding, you know, a large part of the county. And so during prior administrations, the wall was kind of combined with the levee, which was convenient because the government already owned that land. Mm-hmm. And so under the Trump administration, when the wall was expanded, it went along the levee in many places. But to build it, some parts of the levee had to be kind of dug up or destroyed and then rebuilt.
So on Monday, there was a hearing and the damaged levees came up. Can you tell us more about what that hearing was focused on and what transpired?
Sure. So when President Biden took office, he paused all construction on the border wall. But what that meant was a lot of contractors just walked away from these projects, leaving parts of the levee in disrepair or just plain gaps in it. And so some of the surrounding property owners who had had their land taken for the wall were very concerned that if there was a flood, that they would be flooded because the water would go right through these gaps in the levee. So one of them had asked a judge to review it and possibly do something about it.
But it's not like the federal government didn't know that these problems existed, right? I mean, they acknowledge that they're aware that there are issues with the levees, no?
Yeah, after a lot of pressure from our county judge and one of our county commissioners here in Hidalgo County, the Department of Homeland Security released a statement on Friday, kind of a vague assurance that they would address the situation. But hurricane season starts on June 1st. So we have fewer than 4 weeks to get that done. And during this hearing, the attorney who was representing the government said he didn't know which sections would be fixed first, when construction would start. Basically, he hadn't received any guidance from Washington.
Well, the judge presumably could go ahead and take action. Is it likely there will be an order to fix the levees quickly? And from which party?
The judge did ask an attorney who represents a landowner to submit a motion or a draft order that might address the situation. And so the judge will hold a follow-up hearing on Thursday to decide perhaps if he will sign an order like that or not.
But if there is an order, it sounds like the attorneys for the federal government aren't so sure whether that would be necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. What's their position?
So the attorneys for the government, like all the attorneys there, you know, they want to do what the judge directs them to do. But one of the attorneys for the government said, you know, we would prefer guidance from the court. You know, you suggest to us what we need to do, and we'll take that very seriously, and we'll do our best to get it done. But the attorney was concerned that an order or an injunction from the court might lead to a situation where the government ends up challenging the judge's authority to sign that order or injunction. And so that might distract resources away from fixing the problem. And so he basically said, you know, I would prefer just a suggestion or guidance from the court instead.
Does it sound like the attorneys understand that the clock is ticking here, that they understand the urgency of the situation?
Yes. Yeah. The attorney who was representing the federal government said he had toured the levee system. He had identified the areas that, you know, needed to be fixed, that he had sent photos of them and comments to the Department of Justice in Washington, and that he was waiting for a response. But yes, they're very well aware of the situation, and I think they understand the urgency.
But the clock is ticking. And of course, this is a developing story, one that Dave Hendricks will continue to cover. He's a reporter for the Progress Times in the Rio Grande Valley. We'll have a link to his latest over at texasstandard.org. Dave, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me.